Fresno is one of the largest communities in the Valley that doesn't have a dedicated senior center. That's something that current city council member and state assembly candidate Clint Olivier wants to change. He's penned an op-ed in the Fresno Bee calling for just that, and he joins us now on Valley Edition. Clint, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why a senior center and why now?
Well, I think that there have been some events at what kind of masquerades as a senior center at Manchester Center, the old mall at Shields and Blackstone. Fresno Unified offers adult classes there with a discounted rate for seniors. And this has been a point where they congregate. There used to be a lounge available there offered to seniors, and it's been closed. So my office has received a number of phone calls from seniors who are looking for a place to go. So I've got 2 years left. I think that it's worth having a community-wide conversation. They've got senior centers in Orange Cove. They've got them, in surrounding communities. Bakersfield has two. Long Beach has six. Sacramento offers one. Fresno doesn't offer anything for senior citizens. And so I thought, let's get together and have a community-wide conversation that involves the city, nonprofits, the church, and see if there's a way forward here so Fresno can do right by its seniors.
A lot of parks and recreation programs were cut pretty severely during the last 8 years of budget crunches at City Hall. Some of that is starting to come back. Given with that in mind and the fact that there always might be another downturn coming, is this something the city should take on alone by itself or partner up with somebody else? Because it seems like in the past it's been hard for the city to sustain those sorts of operations.
Right. And that's a great question. And that's one that we're definitely going to be taking a look at when we form our task force. Hey, let's put it this way, $500 million behind in deferred maintenance. That includes $250 million for our streets and roads in the city of Fresno, which we all know the condition of those. We're going to have to pay about $25 million for the stadium. In deferred maintenance, we owe $10 to $12 million in deferred maintenance on the convention center alone. So basically, you're right. The city of Fresno is facing a bubble, and this is a deferred maintenance bubble. And these bills are coming due as our infrastructure continues to deteriorate right before our very eyes. Now, add to that, the Police Officers Association, the police union. They're working with the city in terms of retaining officers, and I'm going to ballpark it here. We hired 200 last year, but 125, 150 left. So we're trying to, we just elected a mayor whose goal is to have 1,000 police officers on the street, but we can't retain them. So yes, it's about priorities. We've got the deferred maintenance bubble. We've got, of course, public safety salaries. That they of course took pay cuts and deferrals during the Great Recession. They want to come back too. So we're talking about priorities. And I would hope that working in conjunction with the private sector and other nonprofits and maybe the county, maybe others, to sit down at the table and find out where do seniors fit in terms of prioritizing. We're talking about thousands of baby boomers retiring every day in this country. And of course, we have a large population of baby boomers who are going to be retiring here in Fresno. So, at least in my district and other parts of the city, people think of retirees, let's go on a Viking river cruise, in Europe. Let's do this. Let's do that. In my district, my retirees can't afford to do that. So what are we going to do as a community? In Orange Cove, they go to the senior center. In Sacramento, they go to the senior center. What do they do in Fresno? Nothing right now. Hopefully we can fix that, but as a community.
before we go, two big issues before the city council coming up in the coming days. There's right now a proposal by Mayor Brand to establish this public safety advisory board he talked about during the campaign, and also combined with the restructuring of the police auditor. He hopes it'll build community trust in the department. Where do you stand right now on that proposal that goes before you and your colleagues Thursday?
I'm going to vote for it. I think that, you know, love him or hate him, I think Mayor Brand is really doing a good job in his first 100 days here. He's tackling a lot of things, getting them off his plate. And this is another campaign promise that he made to bring our community together. And so I think it's a great idea. Let's have some citizens get together and talk about some of the issues facing policing. And I think that when it comes forward, I'm going to be a supporter because it's the right thing to do. Let's talk. I mean, it's you can never underestimate the importance of getting folks around a table and talking, and especially surrounding an issue of police accountability and police tactics. I think it will be a net win for our community, for our city.
Fresno City Council member and a current State Assembly candidate Clint Olivier joining us today to talk about Seniors Center in Fresno and his plan for that, and also this plan by Mayor Brand for a public safety advisory board. Clint, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for thinking of me today.